I'm sure there's nothing in that game, was there, to that one bit of quality?
Well, the boy's, excuse me, the boy's a Chelsea player, so it must be the Premier League quality he just showed. Like you say, if anything, I thought our overall play in the first half warranted to get our noses in front, but again, it's that final touch of a ball which is the most important bit. We didn't really test Granty as such, but I can't remember Kirky having a save to make. Two fully committed sides. Very disappointed for my players. They're disappointed in the dressing room because we didn't deserve that. But that one bit of quality, what a fantastic goal it was by the boy. A
couple of themes there that you highlighted. You highlighted last week against Wigan, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. It just shows the teams up at the top just have that little bit of quality as such. I thought we'd kept the boy Bamford quiet all night. I thought Joe Matic had handled him very well, plus got forward as well. And if anything, Bamford was having to do more defending than attacking. But the only time that it sort of broke to him, it just showed his bit of quality.
Would you have liked to see your team try and get in behind them a bit more? As much as we saw Antonio, in particular, looking bright and running at them, actually getting down the sides didn't appear to happen an awful lot.
Well, we tried, but you've got to give their centre-halves a bit of quality as well. They've got a settled back four. We've had to chop and change our back four all season. And obviously with Lee Grant behind him as such. But like I say, I can't fault the effort and the commitment. I've said to the players, if you show that again, I'm a great believer in the harder you work, the luckier you get. It didn't happen for us tonight, but hopefully it'll happen for us at Huddersfield on Saturday.
And you'd have been more than happy with a point tonight, wouldn't you?
Against a very good side, who've scored lots of goals. We knew when we played them away, they caused us unbelievable problems. So I decided to flood the midfield. And I thought, again, we dominated the midfield. But what we didn't do is the main thing, is put the ball in the back of the net.
I think that's only the second time, actually, you've broken away from a 4-4-2, isn't it? You switched to 3 at the back at Millwall. Ordinarily, you go with a 4. So what swung it for you to change your mind tonight and break away from the 4 across midfield?
Well, I saw him play against QPR, where they dominated the game with the 3 in the midfield. QPR were playing 4-4-2. I'm a great believer if you win the midfield battle, you tend to win the game as such. And I thought we did, but as it was, we didn't win the game because by sheer quality of the strike. But again, like I say, I can't fault the effort and the commitment by the players. Now, what we've got to do is dust ourselves down because we've got to go again against Huddersfield. And it's a bit of a setback. It's a bit unusual for myself, back-to-back defeats as such. And we haven't scored a goal. So we've got two problems at the minute. We've obviously got to get back on that winning trail and get a goal as well.
You've got the character in there to do that, though, haven't you? I think you've shown that.
The players have. The players, like I said to the players, you have to show. I cannot fault one of them for not giving 100%. And I think the crowd can see the effort and the commitment they're doing. We just need a bit more guile, bit more quality of our final touch of the ball.
An injury last week to Semedo, an injury this week to Kieran Lee. What's the prognosis there?
It looks like a hamstring injury, which is frustrating because suddenly the middle part of my spine of the team has gone in Semedo and Kieran Lee. But like I say, it opens the door for somebody else. I thought Sam Hutchinson come on, did well. The worrying thing is now is that what I'm just a little bit concerned is that the fans want to see tackles going in the game and things like that. Well, there we've got a centre midfield player in Sam who's put a few tackles in, but for some reason the referee decided there were fouls. And so I'm a little bit concerned that side because you midfield players, that's their part of the game is winning the ball, breaking things up as such. And I thought we did that quite well, but suddenly we're getting punished. Them 50-50 decisions didn't seem to go our way.
What's the crack with the injuries? It's historical here, the amount of injuries that this club tends to suffer. Is it just bad luck? Is it something else? What is it?
No idea. At the end of the day, you could imagine Kieran's is maybe a bit of fatigue, the amount of games he's played. Same with Semi. Semi was very unlucky with his. I have no idea at this moment. My physios are having to work overtime, which is not what we want. As you can see with Derby, they've got a settled back four, seem to have a settled midfield, settled team altogether. And so that just when you're playing that week in, week out with the same bunch of lads, you gain that momentum, you gain that confidence. At the moment, we're having to chop and change, but we've got to get on with it. Can't grumble and moan about it. We've got to accept it. And like I say, it opens the door for somebody else to come in.
What are you looking at with Lee, do you think? A few weeks? A couple of weeks?
Kieran, I would have thought, I don't think it's actual tear, but again, you can never put timescales on these. Suddenly went down again. You think back to when Semi's laid down on the pitch. And Kieran Lee's, you know they've got a problem because they're not the type of players to go down on the floor. But like I say, I thought Coke came in and did okay. He's been out with a hamstring. what we've got to do now is obviously the sports science of the game now is very, very important because we go Saturday and we go Monday.
Yeah. What about the debutants tonight? How would you judge their performances?
Well, like anything, unfortunately, when we're bringing players in on loan, it means that they're not in the starting 11 of the teams that we're getting them from. So we're having to get them fit in games, and I thought they did okay. I thought Leon up there on his own, it was a focal point. He caused them problems, and we got runners going off him. Gary Gardner sort of grew into the game as well, and same with Sam. I thought Sam came on and brought things up for us. So again, it's us getting to know them, and it's them getting to know us as well.
So what now? You've got two games back to back. Which is the most important as you look at those two fixtures?
Huddersfield.
Because it's the next one?
It's the next one. Huddersfield's the next one. We've got to get out of this little bit of a slump that we've got with two back-to-back defeats. We can only take one game at a time, and that's the Huddersfield one.
But everyone's talking about the one that's coming on the Monday, aren't they? And you probably take a more pragmatic view. But is there any temptation at all to rest any players
on the
weekend ready for the Charlton
game?
At the end of the day, no.
My focus is Huddersfield. That's all I can concentrate. And same with the players. That's all we can concentrate. People away from this club and outside this football club, they can have the dreams and everything like that, but we've got an important 90 minutes on Saturday first.
So you pick your strongest team for Saturday and see how you come through that, and that'll determine your selection for the Charlton game, presumably.
I pick a team not to lose a game, I pick a team to win a game, and I'll be picking a team to beat Huddersfield on Saturday.
Have you said anything to the FA? I know we talked to you about this, the fact that games are so close together. Have you had any kind of discussions with them as to why they've taken the decision they've taken and forcing you to play twice in a couple of days like that?
No, I think it's just, again, it's UEFA's decision to, I think if we play on Tuesday, they're worried about it affecting the supporters watching the game, the viewing figures as such. But at the end of the day, it's the same for Charlton. Charlton are playing on Saturday.
And they've got to travel up here.
And travel up here as well as such. But the most important thing is my focus now is just the Huddersfield. I'm going to be very, very boring. But I don't want to think about that game on Monday as yet, because, again, important 3 points on Saturday to play for.